All right, we are back.
Cat Named Mo Show.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
It is a jungle sometimes.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder.
That is, of course, one of rap's most, or hip-hop, it was rap at the time, most seminal hits. The Message from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. I don't know where he falls into the lineup of the Furious Five, but we got Scorpio calling in just a little bit. There's a couple of shows going down at my favorite brew house. And tell me, Josh, I have Josh Wilson in here, the proprietor of Big Top Brewing. Tell me, pull that mic down. You're about to talk. Put them cans on. Yes. Well, you didn't think you came in here to look good, did you? Tell me, is the term brew house correct or no?
We call it a brewery. It's
brewery, okay. But it's not just you there brewing beer. You can sit there, have a meal, if I'm not mistaken, or some food.
That would be the new location.
The new location, okay. The big
pull the mic.
Yeah, pull the mic right close to it. How many? So you have two now.
We have two locations at the moment. One is in Lakewood Ranch. It's called the Big Top Collective. We also have the Cock and Bowl, which is our music venue, which is where the concert's going to be.
Okay. And so the original one would be the Collective.
The original one would be, or was just somewhere else, but now it's right at the Cock and Bowl.
Oh, right at the Cock and Bowl. Okay. All right. All right.
What street is that on? Because I've been to one that was on a main vein street.
You're right off of Cattleman.
That didn't help.
Fruitville and Cattleman.
Yeah, okay. Cattleman, you ass, Mike.
Yeah, over there next to that 7-Eleven in Checkers.
Correct.
You moved the original was where?
The original was at 6111.
Okay.
And we had to move just from it got sold from us as far as
sold from underneath you. Okay. And the new location, I'm assuming you like better.
The new location is gonna be awesome. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's still in the works as far as the things that you want to do there.
Well, the new location that's going to be in the Commons area, the Fruitville Commons,
right,
will be the bigger.
That's going to be epic, man. That's going to be epic. Now, the shows that are happening this weekend. And hold on, I can tell you exactly when they're going down.
So y'all had to move all those big old tanks of beer stuff.
We had to move everything.
No, they just they left them, Spike. They left them. For whoever
I'm
else.
Dude, I'm trying to kill time while you get on your cell phone.
They left
he just Thursday, cannot be involved in everything.
Thursday and Friday night at Big Top Sarasota, 975 Cattleman Road. Tickets available on BigTopBrewing.com right there. So you got Thursday and Friday, two shows at Big Top Sarasota.
Correct.
And you're going to be doing a lot more things of this nature?
So we've been doing that for a while now as far as been our music venue.
Right, right.
Dean's had that up, so we're definitely going to be redoing the stage, making it bigger, and trying to get bigger bands in.
Right, all right. Who's one of the favorite bands you've had in thus far?
We had We the Kings in.
Oh, nice. Look at you. All right, there you go. The brewing, the beer for this event is called I got it. Don't you tell me. Rapper's Delight, right?
Rapper's Delight.
Yeah, let me look at that can over there. Oh yeah. Don't let Spike have Spike. If you open that can, I'm gonna smack the taste out your mouth. There you go. That's what I like to see. Hold on, this might be this is from the Bronx. I know can't be anybody calling from the Bronx, but Scorpio, is that you?
Oh yeah, what up, my brother?
I'm doing
one love. How you doing?
One love indeed. I am doing fantastic. A great pleasure to have you on. I rejoined, obviously, with the Message, one of rap's most seminal hits, if not the most. I mean, you can't do a documentary on rap and or hip hop without referencing at some point Grandmaster Flash, all of you guys, the Furious Five, though it was more like Furious 12. And
right. Basically.
Yeah, y'all have more members than Wu-Tang Clan.
Man, listen. No, but I appreciate your kind words, my brother, 100%.
There you go.
Definitely.
All right. Scorpio, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to allow you to, since you lived it, talk about how you came into the group. Talk about what you want to about the beginnings of the Furious Five. Go ahead.
Well, you know, first of all, I want to definitely send out love to all the Floridians and everybody. You know, for those that don't know, my name is Scorpio from the group Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And, you know, I was from day one. You know, when we was doing it in the very beginning, there wasn't nobody cutting on beat and there wasn't nobody rapping on beat. And that's one thing that our camp brought, you know, right. Flash being the first DJ to ever cut on beat. You know, without it sounding like a train wreck, that put our group in a position to rhyme on beat. And, you know, so that's why we are the, you know, we are the real blueprints of this. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant or anything, but it's just fact. By Flash cutting on before us, there wasn't nobody rapping on beat out of the South Bronx.
Not only that, if I can interject real quick, Melly Mel and Kid Creole, they coined the term. They were the first ones to coin the term MCs for Masters of Ceremony.
Absolutely, yeah. Melly Mel and Kid Creole, his brother, was the ones that we started calling us MCs, Masters of Ceremony, but we didn't spell it like M and C, you know?
Right.
We spelled it E-M-C-E-E. So, and that's why most, whenever you see that spelling, that actually came from our camp as well. You know what I mean? We coined the frame of that, and Cowboy coined the frame of hip-hop. The reason why this culture is called hip-hop is because of Cowboy.
So what's great?
I came from my camp. It's a lot came out of Grandmaster Flash 3 and 5 camp.
Well, what I'm hearing is, and what's great about it is that you guys were a collective, and everybody brought something to the table that ingrained itself in the culture of rap and or hip-hop.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, believe it or not, by Flash cutting on beat, he was the original first sampler. You know what I mean? So
right.
People that make records today, they use a sampler where they take it, where they make the beat stretch out a certain loop of it. That's what Flash was doing on turntables. So, you know, we brought a lot to the table, and it's an honor to be able to come back down, you know, Sarasota, and bring that there, because, you know, it's not just us coming. You know, we come in with the Sugar Hill Gang.
Right, right.
Well, and that show is crazy, because what it is, we incorporate some of our songs with their songs, and we go back and forth on stage. So, you know, for those that really want to see the history and the making of the two groups that really has so much to do with this culture, you need to come on down to Sarasota.
Right, because it was Rapper's Delight that really kind of paved the way for people for cats that had already begun, but they opened the door to where record labels said, okay, no, this is a viable form of music, and that allowed you guys to do what you did on the bigger stage.
Absolutely, man. We even though, with all due respect, when the record first came out, we couldn't stand the record. But, you know, that was fact.
Well, hold on. Don't just gloss over that, Scorpio. What did you like about Rapper's Delight?
I mean, we hated everything about it, because the only reason why is because at that point, hip-hop was so territorial.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, like, we knew all of the crews. And here it is. We looked at it as somebody doing something what we created. Who are they? You know
right,
what I mean? So we
right.
came from that perspective.
I
so we didn't
you.
Know them. You know what I mean? And we thought it was really just happening in the Bronx, you know, at
right.
that time. You know what I mean? You know, even though other groups was coming on, you know, in Harlem and different places, but not to the point of having an impact. So that's why we hate it. Obviously, we grown to love and respect what that record meant.
Right.
Because if it wasn't for that record, who knows? We might still be rapping in the Bronx. So by
right.
them dropping that first record, open up the business to hip hop.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Even though we was doing business like on a little level, but it wasn't the record business. So, you know, we always, those are our guys. Like I said, we come from the same record label. We pour a lot together, and we know what we mean to each other.
Right. Well, and that's what I was going to elaborate on. The beauty of the Sugar Hill Gang and their record and their success, and the beauty of the Furious Five and the message and all of the other songs after the fact, is that they're important to rap and hip hop in two very different ways. I don't know if you'll say it, but I will. I think the Furious Five's importance is a little bit little bit more so than.
I mean, the reason why, you know, we are a little bit important more because we created the genre. You know what I mean?
Right.
And not to the point where, you know, obviously we're all grown now. We're all grown men, so all of the animosity ain't there. But just for us creating the genre of the music, that always should negate and trump most artists. You know what I mean? Not saying that on a level of bowing down, but just if you can, with respectful, yes, the acknowledgement, like, yo, those was the 16 to 17-year-old boys that created hip-hop. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's nothing but love, you know, but at the same time, I definitely have to take our hat off to the Sugar Hill Gang because that's the one record, even though our record socially meant more, you know what I mean? Talking about broken glass everywhere and all of that.
Right.
That Rappers Delight was the one record that made everybody fall in love with hip hop around the world.
Absolutely.
That never heard of it.
Absolutely.
That, you know, so they open up the door that's never closed again. Because you go from them to us to Drake. And all of that is still come from the tree of life, what we created. Us culturally and them putting out the first record.
Right. And your record proved that the music didn't just have to be something to dance to. The music could, quote unquote, put out a message. And I think, all of the cats, you talk about Public Enemy, going further down, now Kendrick Lamar and everybody in between they owe a debt to the message.
Well, you know what? I wish that we could take the glory and say we did it by design. Because it wasn't, because what you don't understand is, and what the world, a lot of the world, we couldn't stand that record. You know what I mean?
Right.
We had so many arguments about the record because prior to that, everything Grandmaster Flash Friends 5 was doing was all about party, braggadocious, and stuff like that. And so once Miss Rob came with that record, I guess deep down it probably scared us because it was a mirror of what we was living.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because everywhere we went, it was broken glass everywhere, people pissing in the staircase like you just don't care and all of that. You know, we lived that.
Right, right.
So we was trying to get away from that. But, so to put a record like that out, you know what I mean, and it had that type of effect, definitely changed the world.
So let me ask. Well, let me ask this. So when it was finally put down, when it was finally recorded and mixed and everything, and you guys heard it for the first time, did you say, okay, this is right, okay, this is going to have the impact that it has had, or were you still kind of like, all right, we'll throw it out there, you know, it'd probably be a B-side or something like that?
No, it was never meant to be a B-side. I think, you know, what brought us around was more of how people reacted to it.
Right, right.
You know, because, you know, we're in the studio, we're still hearing it, you know what I mean, before it hit. But when it's people that never even liked rap, they like, you know, even the older people, you know, I don't really like this hippity hop stuff, but I like that message, you know. And then the type of people that was coming up to us, like the people like the Muhammad Ali's and the Sugar Ray Leonard's and like all of the, like, people that we idolize, they come up to us and be like, y'all some bad boys and da da da. You know, I mean, so that what really, you know, we had to look outside ourselves and say, yo, we really got something. And then after that, you know, obviously we embraced it.
Right.
Through other people's love for it.
My co-host Spike wants to ask you a question.
My brother, hey, what's up, baby? It's an honor to talk to you because I myself was known as Spike on the mic in college.
Spike on the mic.
Right, and my roommate was Vern on the turn.
Hold on, Scorpio, let me ask you. Did Spike on the mic and Vern on the turn, did their legend ever reach the Bronx?
Not yet. But it's on its way.
Yeah, no, but listen.
It's on its way.
When we was in college, we used to thump this all the time. But I got to ask you a question, you know, being I was on the turntables, and I know you may not, I don't know how you're going to answer this, but why is the record so long?
That's your question.
Are you talking about our record or are you talking about Sugar Hill?
No, they 7-11, 7 minutes, 11 seconds.
You're talking about the message.
The message.
It was a long message. There was a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about. Yeah. You know what I mean? And don't forget, back then, that was normal.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so dude. We used to.
You can't look at the messes with the 2024 eyes and be like, you know, a record should be like 2 minutes in a couple of seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So when y'all put it down on wax, y'all saw that it was 7 minutes and y'all said, done? Or you said, let's cut this short?
All right. That was still short. Did you see the real time of Rapper's Delight? Ain't that about 13 minutes?
Yeah. Rapper's Delight went over the court. Both album sides. One song.
So the message was still considered short.
Okay. But yeah, man, we used to throw that spin the sucker all the time. Spike on the mic and burn on the turn. We said,
I like that handle. I can't even front, you know. I have to say, you know, for all of those that haven't seen us get down, because we still celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip hop. And it's going to be our first show in Florida, you know, in Sarasota.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right. Yeah, now it's our first show for the celebrating the 50th anniversary. And, you know, I have to say, you know, if anybody's around Sarasota or if you think you want to drive, we're going to be there. I have to say this, on the 4th and the 5th, the 4th, we got a DJ set. We're doing it like back in the day, the DJ set. But the next day, we playing with the band. And when I say we playing with the band, that's not us hiring a band. We all are the musicians.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Did I just get an invitation?
No,
that's not what I heard.
Yeah, I heard an invitation.
Let me get Vern on the turn and say we got a gig.
Yeah. We're going to be at the Big Top Brewery in Sarasota.
Yeah, we got Josh.
The 4th and the 5th.
We got the proprietor of Big Top Brewing in here, Josh Wilson. I did a movie called WDED, and he did the beer cans for the film.
Wow.
And he brought the Rapper's Delight, the Message IPA, a vanilla milkshake can right there. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's what's up. Yeah, we're going to be selling... You know what I mean? I mean, we're going to be out there. Y'all could come out there and taste some of this collective beer. And I personally designed the flavor.
Okay. Where you get them skills from, Scorp?
I mean, you know, it's just on the phone back and forth with, you know, my partner, my friend Dean, that runs the spot. And I'm, you know, I just want to do something that hit not just in the elites, but also a hit. And the urban. So I needed one of those flavors that are just, you know, like the original Kool-Aid.
I got you. Spike wanted me to ask you this question. Huh? If you got into a fist fight with LL Cool J, do you think that you would win? Who would win in a fist fight?
Yo, man, what kind of question is that? Yo, man, listen. I mean, we both work out. We both do our thing. But, you know, I ain't going to just say he's going to, you know, get the best of me. But if you see his size, he might get the best of me, man. I might be a little out of breath. What do you want me to say? I'm like,
right.
Yo, listen, I ain't going to definitely bite off more than I could chew.
Because
I ain't sound taking no L's. I'm like, yo, I'd be like, yo, man, yo, L, can we talk about it, man?
Yeah, really.
I understand.
That's a wild ass question. Excuse me.
That's a wild question.
Hey, that wasn't for me. That was from Vern. That was from Cat Named Mo.
That wasn't Spike on the mic.
That was me. Final question, and it's purely by coincidence, because I've been putting on MTV Classics, et cetera, et cetera. It might have been today. It may have been yesterday. But the video for the Message came on, and it culminated in the end when eight brothers is all jammed into the back of a police car.
And
MTV was at its infancy as well. Did you understand what you guys were doing? Was that fun? Were you guys like, what the hell is this?
Well, to be honest, we just missed the MTV tag. So by the time when our video come out, MTV wasn't playing hip hop.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So that all started with Run DMC and all of that. But to get right back to the point, we didn't know what we was doing. You know, we was just still in the stages of just having fun with the music like we was in the park. And we just so happened to make a video about it.
Right.
I guess that's why, you know, a lot of our business wasn't tight, you know, at that time, because we were still in that mentality, you know, like we still doing it for the love. We still love it now, but we understand, like, you know, we
there's a business side to it.
Enough that, you know, we want to get what we, you know, we, you know, worth right now.
Right.
But well, back then it was just fun. That's why we all squeezed in the backseat of that one car. And, just able to get in the police car and could get out at the same time was a funk, you know, because normally back then the brothers get in the back seat. Yeah. You ain't getting out.
No.
Plus the budget. Plus the budget probably went for more than one car.
I think the budget might have, yeah, I don't know, maybe about $6,000.
Wow.
If that, you know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't nothing crazy. It wasn't no trailers. It wasn't no makeup.
Right.
You know what you wanted, you know.
Yeah. No, but that's what makes it authentic, and that's what gives it its legs today. And you got to remember, too, you guys, we like you say, 16, 17, 18. Y'all weren't thinking about business. And you were doing it for the fun of it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? But by us getting jerked, made a lot of other people tighten up the business. So by the time the Run DMCs and the LLs and all of them came in, they used us as an example. We can't get jerked by flashing them because we was like the ghetto celebrity superstars. So when they heard we got jerked, that made everybody tighten up their business.
Right.
of the Russell Simmons and all of them. You know,
well, what
they got right back into it, you know, and tighten it up.
Let me tell you what I'm hearing, Scorpio. I'm hearing you saying LL owe you some money. That's what
LL actually is the one brother that's actually doing real good by the original culture by having, the radio station called Rock the Bells.
Rock the Bells on Sirius. It's one of my favorites.
Because that, it is definitely putting a shine back on all of the artists that people don't even think about more. So when you want to hear the classics and the new stuff, you can go there. So L is definitely, I always salute him, you know, and take my hat off, because if it wasn't for him, you know, it ain't enough radio stations that show us love unless it's like the 12 o'clock mixtape and then you cut there, you know what I mean? And then that's that.
Right. They play the 3-minute edit of the message.
Yeah, you're like, what?
You know, they get out before you even get to your part.
Exactly. And again, last thing I want to say, man, you know, we love Florida. Matter of fact, you know, we going down there. When we down there, we looking to buy a house and stuff down there, because we moving to Sarasota.
It's a nice area.
We trying to find some spots that's nice out there on the water so we can stay out in Florida.
You're going to love it. I hope so.
You know what I mean? We loved it the last time. So, like I said, I appreciate you, brothers. I can tell. Y'all know y'all. I didn't know what to expect by calling, man. Y'all know y'all.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Mike rocked this all the time.
I ain't going to jerk nobody around in your caliber and your importance to the culture.
Man,
ain't going to happen.
I definitely respect that, man. It was easier than I thought it would be.
All right.
To be honest, you know.
All right. Rock the Bells when you get down here, and do not give Spike on the mic a free ticket.
Yo, nothing but love, Floridians. Last time, Sarasota, the 4th and the 5th, Furious 5 and the Sugar Hill Gang will be in the building.
There you
go. So don't push us, because we're close to the end. Right?
There you go. Scorpio out. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. Cat Named Mo Show. We'll be back.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.